for sitting here. I allow myself to relax in the chair. I gently put aside whatever's been happening this morning, whatever's been happening around me, and I prepare to spend some time with myself in silence, in stillness, sitting here, aware of myself, the tiny, beautiful being of light, sitting inside. I allow myself to become calm and quiet inside. And I think about what I've been exploring here the last 2 days. And I prepare to experience Baba's love surrounding me. And I allow myself to accept Baba's love. Sometimes, in the past, I've rejected it. Perhaps I felt not worthy, yet now I understand I am totally worthy of Baba's love, and I allow Baba's love to surround the soul like a beautiful blanket, a beautiful cloak. And in the cloak, I feel totally protected, totally at peace, totally secure. The inner child is quiet and it's comforted. And the wise self, the core self, is becoming clearer and stronger, sitting here in the cloak of Baba's love. And in the cloak of God's love, Baba's love, the inner child has been listened to. And the healing has begun. And my inner voice is changing. It's becoming sweeter and kinder, so that I'm totally supported inside, totally safe and secure, and able to be guided by the core self. And I know whenever I choose, I can experience the cloak of God's love. I can sit in this and become secure and safe.
Om Shanti. Good morning. How are you doing? Good. Wonderful, I'm glad. How are your inner children this morning? They're doing fine too? They're still. They're not chatty this morning. That's great. So, I thought I'd ask you about your homework and about how the Beyond Ants sheet went. So, did anybody want to share about their homework? Let's start with affirmations. How are the affirmations going? The Raj Yoga affirmations. Well, good. Anybody else? Everybody that's using their affirmations, please raise your hand. Okay. Great. And how's the dialogue with... Great, thank you. I forgot to pause for translation. And how are the dialogues with the inner child going? A victory. In what way? Yes, let's do the mic. Manush? Okay. Okay.
Om Shanti. I didn't realize how much of this kind of wrong talk was going on inside. And this morning, I was going to be late for Murli. And so I caught myself, because I had a nap after Amrit Vela. I'd been up too late and a few other things. And so I woke up after having had a dream of having become angry and having caught myself becoming angry and stopping it in the dream. And I thought, well, that's a good thing. But I woke up feeling off after that nap. So I heard this critical parent thing going on, going, you know, you shouldn't feel this way. And I'm going, okay, stop right now. And so I started that conversation. I didn't write anything. I just had the conversation. And it was so healing and so beautiful and so much love. And I'm really grateful that you and I talked and that you said, come to this one, not to Brother Anthony's one. This is what I needed. You did not say not to Brother Anthony.
I certainly
of course
not
you did not.
That.
She did not say that. I said that. I said this is meant to be, and I'm really happy to be becoming aware and to make very, very good use of this. Baba was definitely good touching.
Congratulations for having the critical parent turn off and for bringing forth your nurturing self. That's beautiful.
A real relief.
Great. Did anybody else, were you able to turn off or catch yourself with the negativity and able to stop? Yes? Okay. He'll share behind you.
But it's reference to that situation I've been given. I'm leaving from here on the 4th of November. And I was told you got to take one blind person with you. So my inner said, no, never. I don't know how to handle him. He said, no, you go take him, and there isn't anybody else who can take me. So first I was rejecting everything. Then I said to my inner child, look, the situation is like this. Now we got to deal with it. So he said, but we never done it. You are 72 now, and this. I said, it's got nothing to do with it. We got to deal this situation now. So he said, okay. So I asked a question. What can we do? He said, oh, now let's see the situation first, because I haven't seen the person. I don't know how he looks like, what language he will use, and how we can communicate with him. So in my inner self, I said, okay, we will deal with it when the situation comes. So I said, that's good. And I left it then.
Okay, great. So you were aware of the different voices inside,
yes,
the inner
yes,
child
I was.
Having
yes.
a fit. Yes. Okay, I'm not hearing that you listened to him, but I did hear you say, ask what he needed. And I did hear you give some sort of compassion to the inner child, which was able to calm him down, which was great. But let me tell you, once I came off of a plane, and there was a blind person that didn't have any help.
Yeah.
So I stayed with him and helped him. And we had such a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
know.
That's what I'm looking for, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. It's you'll be very happy at the end of your trip.
I hope so.
Okay. So, all right. Wonderful. Does anybody, we were doing ants in the last session, and so does anybody, you remember all this, so does anybody need help with their ants, with their reframing?
Diane, Om Shanti, I haven't understood two things, I think, in a proper way. When you speak about reframing, begin with reality. What do you mean with that?
Reality.
About your true self? Something about your true self?
Well, you can do your true self if you like. But for example, reality, if traffic is very bad on the freeway, and because there's been an accident, and there's 3,000 cars in the way, reality is, I can't do anything about the traffic.
Okay.
Okay, so this one.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about the traffic, I will be late. Reality is also, my colleagues have known me for years. They will still love and respect me even though I'm late.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the reality.
Okay. And then about break, break and virtue, I think I also have not understood it in a proper way. What do you mean by break?
Okay, you know how Baba talks about coming to a full stop? Okay, Baba talks about the power to come to a full stop, to put a dot. When our minds are going on and talking with our automatic negative thoughts, you're having a problem putting a full stop.
Mm-hmm.
So the break is one sentence that's powerful enough to stop the automatic negative thoughts, the ants.
Okay.
For example, I gave the example of a soul calling a name, okay? And I don't think I have it written up. I'll write it up. But the soul calling it, okay, so the break on this one with the traffic was, I can't do anything about the traffic. I will meditate now because then when I arrive, I will be so full of love and peace that I will be able to resolve the situation easily. So that's the break. A break has to be powerful enough to stop the automatic negative thoughts. And the virtue would be love and peace, and so you would meditate on that, and then you would practice the situation. For example, if a soul calls a name, let's say the soul said, you are mean, okay? And reality is, you may want to check reality. Am I mean? Was I being mean? Well, no, I wasn't. So reality is, this soul must have something going on, because only when people are upset do they hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people. So practical spirituality, who am I? I'm a benevolent soul. She's in trouble. I know I haven't done anything mean. Baba says to keep myself beyond insult, beyond blame. And really, I need to have mercy because this is my beloved sister that I love very much. So my break is, I am a benevolent soul. So in meditation, I practice that. In meditation, I visualize the event. If she ever calls me a name again, I will only think I am a benevolent soul and no other thought, and I will be able to come to a full stop then. So it only happened one more time, and it never happened again, because I had learned my lesson. If you learn your lesson and can do exactly what Baba wants you to do, the karma will stop. Okay, great. Cheap. Okay, we'll do a couple more, or one more, and then we'll go on. If, like Baba says, to go beyond anger, right? Anger will take years to conquer. I mean, by and large, at least it took me years. Because first you have to stop blaming others and stop getting angry at others. And then you have to stop getting angry at them when they get angry at you. And then you will encounter people who get angry at you even though you have done nothing. And you have to stop resenting them that they got angry at you even though you haven't done anything. And then you have to come to a state of such complete benevolence that you have mercy for them. when they're angry. So it takes a while. But once you do it, the karma with that person will stop. There is incredible examples of that. You know, as we were talking about yesterday, the whole purpose of everything, it's not about... Sorry, I forgot to turn off my phone. Okay, now I'm distracted. So the whole purpose of everything is not what's going on. The purpose of everything is to be benevolent. Oh, you'll never find it in that purse. No, just leave it. It won't ring again. It'll be a good phone. Okay. So the purpose is really what's going on. The purpose is to stay, you know, look at the Murleys. What was it last year or the year before where Baba was saying, be happy, right? Yeah. You know, he looked at us and he was saying, you know, just be happy. But we have all this stuff that we have to deal with in order to stay happy, right? So when we learn to deal with our stuff, we can actually be happy. Because the purpose is to get rid of the negativity and come to a state of virtue and full of virtue. So Baba talks about, for example, all the powers of yoga. And he says to go into golden age, you need all powers of yoga. And once you develop 8 of them, you will develop them more and more deeply. But there's one avyat murli, and Baba says, when you have all 8 powers of yoga, then you will have the real powers of yoga. And the real powers of yoga are to be able to connect with Baba and take the peace, all the oceans, the peace, the love, the purity, the power, the truth, the bliss. You know? Right? Okay, so last automatic negative thoughts you want to help with yours? Okay.
Diana, I can from English to Dutch translate, but not from Dutch to English. Because I'm...
Yeah, she speaks Dutch and English.
Okay.
She helped me, okay? Can we listen?
She needs somebody to work it out. Yesterday I got help. So I could see that...
Okay.
I could see that... she started good, but it's not, you know, halfway. So she really, I don't want to do it with her because I don't feel that confident.
Okay.
Safe.
Okay. So the can I read your
Dutch? Can you read Dutch?
No, I can't.
So I help you.
Okay. Could you English that for us?
My shave.
Okay. So the event?
The event is, at school she wasn't doing well. She was getting marks below the mid average. And to her, the teacher wasn't speaking bad things about her, so she stay away from the class. And then he said she would cry because nobody would understand her. Because she has a problem of not hearing properly, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's a deficiency. Mm-hmm. And then her mother brought a hearing apparatus for her, but she used to take it away, and she played with it, it got broken, and she said she thinks she wouldn't believe her. But I was telling her, I think the first part is still the event, right? It's not the aunt, I'm not sure. And the ego and the emotion was ego. The teacher would punish her, put her out of the class. And the first belief was she used to take advantage of the situation. And she used to say, no, I didn't hear anything, right? And she used to keep that. I didn't hear, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So she used to take advantage of the situation that she wouldn't hear properly.
Was the situation when you were little? How old were you when this happened?
By born.
From born.
From born. Mm-hmm.
No, the situation, your event. How old were you?
Seven years.
Okay. So what I want you to do is work on a new situation that is in the present. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This situation is very good for the present. For the situation you're describing, you can practice that one when we do the inner child visualization. Okay? I think the inner child visualization will be more helpful for you. Sometimes we have things that happen as children, and we can act the same way now. But now you are an adult. So now, you know, when you're a child, you don't have all the logical rationality that you do when you're an adult. So I would like you to fill out another sheet, but to use a current situation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A situation now. Okay. Any last questions about your aunts? Or otherwise we're going to go on. Does everybody understand the aunts? Lakshmi, did you come up with a good break? Great. Wonderful. So everybody found a break for their situation? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a current situation? Do you want to share? Help you during the break. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Her situation she had described already with inner child, but I think maybe can you explain to her more what you mean by now? That she understands what you mean, because this situation she keep in all the exercises, right?
Okay. What I mean by now is if Valerie says something mean to you, don't. Or yesterday, if yesterday somebody was mean, then you would work on that situation, okay? Or if there's a situation at home or with another brother or sister that's been bothering you for a month or two, then work on that situation with the aunts, okay? Yeah, that's what I mean by now. All right, so everybody's good on session number 3, and we're going to go to session number 4. Okay, session number 4. What keeps self-esteem low? So today we're going to look at some habits that keep self-esteem low. We're going to look at anger and its underlying emotions and how to process and a model for self-esteem. And we're going to do more about dealing with sorrow and valuing the inner child. So that's in this session. So in the last couple of days, we looked at how we can reject the self by rejecting emotions. And so a negative self-talk. And I've asked you to start watching and then changing what's going on inside regarding the self-criticism. And then how is everybody doing in learning to lovingly accept their negative emotions? Are you able to lovingly accept them more and detach and watch? Okay. Oh, he says you have to wait till you get back home because he doesn't have any negative emotions here. Isn't that nice? That's great. Okay. And so these habits that we've talked about that keep self-esteem low include interpreting a situation with a false belief. So we also need to consider difficulties managing anger, because when we get angry, then our relationships go bad, and that perpetuates low self-esteem. And this thing about comparing, to not compare the self with others. Okay. So, you know what? I'm gonna change the sequence in this, okay? So what we'll try to do today is we're gonna try to do session number 4 and part of session number 5. So I'll just keep to the sequence and we'll just skip a few bits. But I wanted to say that with your ANTS worksheets, with the going beyond the automatic negative thoughts, they're for current situations. And it's also very effective to deal with anger. So the understanding in psychology is that anger is a secondary emotion. It's not a primary emotion. So a secondary emotion means that it doesn't happen first. First you get your feelings hurt, and then you get angry. First you get afraid, and then you get angry. Is that true? Sometimes it's so automatic that you don't realize. But these are the flames of anger. And under anger, there's unmet needs. But there's hurt, there's fear, there's shame, or there's feeling unsafe. But under all of that is your own beauty. Because at the core of the self, you have the beautiful sanskaras, and they are always there, and they never return. They never disappear. Underneath it, there's always the positive. So, you can, if you're angry about something, the Beyond ANTS worksheet is very useful as well. Usually I spend 20 minutes on this topic, but you are all very smart, so I'm not going to. Any questions? Yes. Yes, it is a he's saying when there's anger, is there always something underneath? This is a general rule. Yes, there is always something under anger. It is never primary. So first I get hurt, and then I get angry. Or I get afraid, and then I get angry. Or I feel unsafe. That's why anger is called a secondary emotion. Sometimes people get angry like that, and it's because the sanskara has become so deep. You know, they usually have a lot of hurt, and they get insulted. So they have bypassed the stage of feeling the hurt, and they just go into rage if they have strong sanskaras of anger. But if you were to try to change them, they would actually have to look at the hurt in order to change. You know, if you're starting to feel angry, then it's useful to say to yourself, oh, I'm starting to get angry. So you acknowledge it, you name it, you observe it, and then you say, what's under the anger? Oh, I feel a little insecure right now. I'm afraid they don't like me. Or, oh, my feelings got a little hurt when they said that or when I wasn't included. Okay? So ask yourself, observe it, and then say, well, what's underneath it? And there will always be something underneath it. And then you can work with it. Yeah? So then you can fill out your ANTS sheet. You can fill out your ANTS sheet, or you can do a meditation where you look at, okay, I'm angry about this, I feel afraid that, or I feel hurt that, but what I want from Baba, what I want, and then what quality I want, and can I take that from Baba? And you can do that. Normally, the self-esteem course is more hours. So normally I would do that with you, but shall I do a visualization like that with you, or can I, yes? Okay. Brother, could I have some music? Baya? Ji? If we can have some meditation music and red lights, huh? Dhanyabad. Okay, we'll do that then. So you can deal with it with the ANTS worksheets, or we'll do a meditation exercise to work with it too. So, everyone sit comfortably and relax your body. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe in peace and calmness. Breathe in the light of peace. Let that light of peace surround you, the soul, and the body. And as you breathe in that peace, let go of any tension in the body. Be still inside. Fill yourself with the light of peace. Let Baba pour peace all around you. And let go of any tension. Allow the light of peace to flow through the whole body. Now, think of a past or a current situation about which you feel a little upset or angry. Our exercise right now is to process that experience. And perhaps understand it a little differently. So again, think of a past or current situation about which you experience being a little upset or angry. And finish the following sentences in your mind. I feel angry because... I feel angry because... Finish the sentence. I feel afraid that... A sentence on your own. Thinking of that situation. I feel afraid that. I feel hurt because... I feel hurt because...
do you want? Think about what you really want. It is never really a thing. Is it something to do with being acknowledged, seen, appreciated, or valued? Look inside. Find a healing quality and a new understanding, perhaps, that will help. What quality will help you feel balanced again? What quality will help you come back to your state of yogic equanimity? The healing quality I can take from God and give to myself is, I take that quality from Baba. I let Baba fill me with that quality. God sees me and knows me. He knows me deeply. Open myself up to Baba, and I drink in that quality, and I enjoy that light. And I accept that I have had these emotions. I gently accept that I have these emotions, and I'm gently processing them. So I can understand what I need and take that quality from Baba. I enjoy being full of that quality. I let myself become still again, and I fill with peace and I let go of any last tension. I fill with the light of peace. And I enjoy being in a place of acceptance with myself.
And I acknowledge that sometimes there's deeper hurt inside. Sometimes there are old hurts or old shames under the anger. This is how it is with old souls. But I must remember, I am valuable. I am loved. We all want to be loved and valued. Under any hurt, there was always deep love in each and every person. I breathe into that light of love. I recognize my desire to have everyone love me all the time. And I know that as I become that, together we will create a world where that simply is the way it is, naturally. We are creating that together. How are you feeling? Yeah? Any questions? Or you okay? Yeah? Palma, could you give the mic to him? Hi.
When the underlying maybe cause of anger is that someone doesn't do what you expect them to do, or you know what you need them to do at the moment, or want them to do. Is that under hurt? I didn't see that there. What would that be?
It would depend. Sometimes it can be hurt. Like if you expected a friend to call you and invite you to something, then you might be hurt. Right. But if it's an expectation. Like at work and they didn't ask you to do something, then it could be afraid that they don't value you.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would be more fear of what's going to happen if it's really that reason. Mm-hmm. So it can be either. It depends on you know, it's basically how you feel.
Yeah.
But it could be either.
You know, sometimes people have their own dictates, right? So you expect them to do something, but then, I don't know, do something else completely, and that can trigger anger. It's not that you're, maybe, I don't know if you're hurt, but it's just that being misunderstood.
Well, you know, that's why I put safe here. Once I was in Shakti Bhavan, and I was in London, and I was going to give a class on anger. And I had said there is hurt, fear, or shame under anger. So it was 5:30 in the morning, and I have in my room one sister. Another sister comes into the door, and she has a piece of a shower from the shower in her hand. And she said, Did you take this? And I said, no. And the other sister said, no. And she went down the hall, and she went in the next room. Did you take this? And I thought, gee, my theory is wrong. It's not just hurt. It's not just fear. But life was inconvenient to her. It felt unsafe. So I think for golden aged souls, we got very accustomed to being in golden age and silver age. And that life was convenient. And I think that we like life to be convenient and comfortable and nice. And when people don't do what we expect them to do, it makes us feel unsafe. But also, it can go back to hurt, because if they don't do, or in fear, because if they don't do what I expect them to do, then it's going to make me look inadequate. So my only advice is, know who you ask to do things. Very soon, like if you're in a center, you will learn who you can ask that always does it. Who you can ask that never does it. Who you can ask that will always say they will do it, but never do it, or do it a day too late. But know who you're asking. If you really need something done on time, ask someone who will do it on time. Know to whom you are speaking. So, anyhow, that's just staying alive as a Brahmin. Okay. So, just a comment here. Self-acceptance works because it makes good sense. You know, Baba says, past is past. Okay, and we've been talking in the second lesson about lovingly accepting the self. This is very, very, very important, because when we lovingly accept all our emotions, we can know ourselves very well, and we can deal with our emotions and manage our emotions. But that said, Baba has an expression called past is past. And it's a very good expression, because what it means also is that I need to forgive myself. Guilt is very useful, but only for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 second rule. Guilt is useful because it gets your attention on what you're uncomfortable with. I did this thing wrong. Okay, 5 seconds. Fuss. That's enough. Because past is past, what Baba means is he's the innocent Lord. So, what is the virtue to be learned? We all have guilt sanskaras. Why do you have guilt sanskaras? Because you are good souls. Souls that are really mean, they don't feel guilty. Souls that are really mean, they don't feel guilty. They have turned off the voice of conscience in their soul. Eventually, their karmic return will be so bad that it will wake up again. But you don't want to go there. you are old soul, so you are naturally good. And your guilt has actually kept you good throughout the cycle. So your guilt is valuable. But now you are a Brahmin, so it's only valuable for 5 seconds. Because it makes you recognize, I did something that I'm uncomfortable with. So, what's the virtue I would rather have instead? That's the question. I will stop that old behavior. I will have the virtue that I'd rather have instead. I will meditate on that virtue. I will sing about that virtue. I will dance about that virtue. I will meditate about that virtue. And I will become that virtue. So past is past. Let it go. When I make a mistake, do you know what I say to myself? Diane, you too are human. Join the human race. Okay, you've done something really stupid. Now, what virtue do you need to have? Forgive yourself. Go with the virtue. Past is past. So, give up the guilt. Now, there's this, making mistakes is part of life. So give up the guilt. Now, this is a little chart, okay? We've looked at events, and we've looked at bad feelings we can have when certain events happen. And we've looked at our filter is what causes the bad feeling. If we have a negative view of the self, and we filter the event through that, we will come up with a bad feeling. If we have a positive view of the self, we can stay in equanimity or have a good feeling. Right? So, if someone's insulting, you can feel that you can feel very hurt because you're not being valued. Or if somebody is insulting, you can realize they're having a really bad day. And it's their problem. It's the filter. Your intellect is your vehicle for change. Your intellect. And it takes time to change filters, but the filter is very important. You know, this soul is jealous, that's why she's being like this, or this soul has had a bad day. You know, everybody has their own story. We all have a different story. People act because of their own story. Baba gave a Murali that was very interesting years ago. And what he essentially said is no one's story is wrong. Their karma can be wrong, but their story is all their life experiences. So they're actually acting based on all their experiences. So even though they may do miserable things, I can have compassion. Like does Baba's the ocean of mercy. He understands our story. He never blames us. He says, you become impure. He doesn't say, you are bad, and that's why you become impure. He says, you become impure. He never blames us. Did you notice that in the Murali? He never, ever blames us. Sweet, sweet children, you become impure and now you're becoming pure again. But he never blames us. It's entropy. It's energy. It's how it has to happen. He never blames us. So, anyhow, but we do have to change our filter. The filter is very important. So, if you have the bad feeling, you can fall into temporary low self-esteem. When you have bad feelings, you can also go to past experiences, memories of pain, memories this person is treating me just like that person treated me years ago. Then there's memories of pain, okay? That can make getting into self-esteem a little more difficult. And then, when we have these bad feelings, we can not only have memories of pain, but we can have conscious or unconscious negative self-talk. Okay? So we've discussed that a little bit. Your critical appearance are on automatic. You guys automatically criticize yourself. Like when you got up for Amrit Vela, you started to say that. So this is why awareness. Raj Yoga is all about awareness. Becoming aware of what you're doing and realizing you have options. You don't have to stay there. You can change it. So one of the things that happens is, of course, if the negative self-talk is negative, it reinforces the bad filter, and your subconscious will look for evidence that your perception is real. Right? We discussed that a little bit yesterday. Did that make sense? So, that results in low self-esteem, right? Okay. So, when you don't feel powerful, you feel empty, you feel incomplete. And then it's easy to get into dependence or in codependence. And when you get into dependence or codependence, then it reinforces your low self-esteem. Gee. Yes. Dependency is when I am dependent on a person. I may have an unhealthy relationship with a person, or I can have an unhealthy relationship with a thing. Like a lot of people, when they can't handle their bad memories or their pain inside, then they go into drugs. You know, like people that have been abused are 3 times more likely to use drugs than people that have not been abused. So many, what? Food is a dependency? Yes. Yes, when we are feeling anxious, what do? You go for the food, right? And if you're really anxious, you go for certain foods. Like women. What food do they go for? Yes. Did you all know that chocolate makes you feel love for 20 minutes? They put in 2 neurotransmitters in there and it makes you feel loved. But it's not a very good lover because it only loves you for 20 minutes and then you need more chocolate, right? Ice cream. And then you get depressed. Okay. Actually, sugar is an emotional addiction and it's a physical addiction. And, you know, you have cravings and you can't control it. Well, part of it is it's also physical. It's not just emotional. And sugar is an emotional destabilizer. You're getting, and shopping? You keep asking about shopping. Shopping is an addiction. Some women, when they feel bad, they go out and they shop and they spend a lot of money. And they feel better. Some women are shopaholics. Some people are shopaholics. Some people are alcoholics. You know, everybody has their addictions. We all, I'm sure, have some addiction or another. You know, but we do it when we feel weak, right? When you feel powerful, do you need your addiction? When you feel absolutely full of love and radiant and powerful and wonderful, do you need your addiction? No. It is interesting. Huh. Relationships. Oh, relationships can be a big addiction. Let's look at, dependency, again, our vices. But our when we feel dependent, then we feel low self-esteem. But relationships are often codependent behaviors, is what they call relationships. So, trying to fix and change people. Trying to, you know, codependent behaviors, controlling others, denying your own feelings. What you're doing when you're codependent, what's a good example? Okay, like a real life example of codependency would be when the partner of an alcoholic enables the addiction of the alcoholic. That would be codependent behavior. So the alcoholic is dependent, but let's say it's a gentleman. So the lady is the codependent one. So she puts up with the alcoholism because she feels unworthy to be loved. So she puts up with the negative behaviors in order to be needed. And then she feels better because she's needed. That would be a codependent behavior. Okay, there was a question? Okay, it was just answered.
It was just going back to the shopping because I've seen a lot of people, when somebody feels bad, they tell, okay, come, let's go and shop, then you buy something nice for yourself, and that will help. What is that?
They probably made the person feel bad, so they're feeling guilty about being mean to the person, so they're trying to make up by buying the person something nice. That's called the cycle of abuse. That's the cycle of an abuser. You know, when somebody's abusive, then they're very mean to the person, and then they bring them flowers. Does the flower cancel the negative karma of slapping someone up? No, it does not. You know, so, yeah. But usually an abuser, you know, they'll abuse, and then they're nicey, and then the tension will get negative again, and the tension will build, and finally it'll release, and they'll be abusive again, you know. So, you know, Baba says in the Murlis, Baba talks about this, you know, when you're not feeling powerful, what do you go to? You go to a dependency. And Baba says, what are you dependent on? Are you dependent on food? Or are you dependent on, you know? But see, this is what's so interesting is the reason we're discussing this and looking at this is because you can look at how it works here. So your key is, you can use your intellect to start changing those filters. But your filters are coming from your unconscious. So that's why we want you to do the Gyani affirmations. But also, these things happen because the soul is weak, because we're in Iron Age. But now we're in the Confluence Age. So meditate. Recharge the soul. The 150 affirmations a day that are Gyani are to increase your spiritual power. But it's also to go into the subconscious. So it's starting to get a lot more positive messages about who you are so that you can change your filters. Okay? And then the AMPS worksheet is to change your filters so that I can stop those automatic negative thoughts and I can put in a new filter. The dialogue with the inner child, the key karmic question, I come up with a new response. I am the one who includes everyone. It takes you out of being a victim and into being the sovereign. You have a new filter when a negative situation happens. You don't need to go into dependency anymore. Because once you go into dependency, then you're shopping, you're eating, you're ignoring your emotions. Because you don't know how to deal with them. Is this beginning to make sense? Okay, it's our third day together. I'm glad it's beginning to make sense. Good job, guys. Okay, good. Okay, I'm gonna, may I go on for a minute? So the spiritual energy, it's not our fault that we lose this spiritual energy. It simply happens over time. Yes, of course. Mike, please.
Maybe away from what you're teaching us, but I was just curious. All these samman or the self-respect points Baba has given us, it's close to what you're teaching us, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But then for a while in 2007, 2008, Baba gave us a lot of exercises to praise him.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought with that? Like, you know, he talks a lot, and I was always like, I always liked it, but I didn't know what it was doing to the soul when he says, you know, say, Mera Baba, Pyara Baba. Is that doing the same thing? A lot of other paragraph praises he gave that we should praise him.
Baba wants us to be soul conscious. When we're in soul conscious, we're in a state of self-respect. There is several ways to get there. A very effective way to get there is to feel loved by God. remember at the beginning of the course I said, if you want absolutely stable self-esteem, Baba said the only way to get it is to experience yourself as an incorporeal soul who is completely loved by God. Nothing can shake you when you're in that awareness. So Mara Baba, what you're doing is you're linking with Baba.
Yeah.
When you link with Baba, you have power coming in. You know, it's sort of like, let's take a situation where you're being praised by someone. Okay? So when you're being praised by someone, do you take it into ego?
No.
I am so good. Or do you say, Baba, look what you're making me become. Look what you're I'm getting to become what you want me to be. So when you give it back to Baba, Mara Baba, Baba, look, I'm getting to be what you want me to be. You're increasing your relationship with Baba. And your relationship with Baba, if you feel closeness with Baba, your meditation's going to be good. You'll take in more power. You'll recharge the soul. If you really feel Mara Baba, then you're automatically connecting. So this will help you.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. So the spiritual energy, we just lost it. It's not our fault, as we were saying, that we became impure. So in low self-esteem, the soul is not being sustained by positive self-talk or the positive energy from Raja Yoga meditation, because you're using your negative filters and you can't be soul conscious. Okay. So, our dependency, codependency. All right. So, the solution. Okay. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on codependency for a minute. A codependent person has been defined as one who's let another person's behavior affect him or her, and who is obsessed with controlling another person. Like once, when I first entered the Brahmin family, I met a controlling person who wanted me to be dependent on her. It was very interesting, because what she wanted is she wanted me to be her friend, and she wanted me to be dependent on her. And she had a little group of people around her who were. And what she wanted the group of people around her to do was to not talk to the people who were not dependent on her. I stayed far away from her. I could spot it like that. I can feel it. Because codependents don't make friends. They take hostages. Codependent people don't make friends. They take hostages. They want to control you. You are not allowed to talk to those people because they don't admire me. Do you want to be controlled by someone? Or do you want to do what Baba wants you to do? What Baba wants you to do is to have good wishes and love for everyone. Every single one of you is an invaluable jewel. I'm going to love every one of you. I'm not going to let someone tell me not to love you. I should be able to love all of you, right? And we should all love each other. That's how we create golden age. Yeah? Okay, good. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, what's the difference between to be dependent and codependent?
Okay, so we can have dependencies with many things, okay? So dependencies is that I may be dependent on drugs, alcohol, shopping, food. I can be dependent on somebody admiring me all the time. I can't hear you. Mic, please.
Of person in relationships, uh-huh. When I am dependent on someone, and I am codependent.
Okay, I need to have this sister with me,
or this brother with me to go on service. I'm dependent on them. When that sister or brother is with me on service, then I feel powerful and I feel okay. I'm dependent on them. I don't want this sister or brother to be with me because I don't think they really like me and I don't feel powerful when they're with me. So I need that sister and that brother to come with me. What? That's dependency. I'm dependent on them. You know, if all my favorite people are sitting in the front row, then I'm okay. Then I can do it. I'm dependent on them. Okay? So that's dependency. Codependent, I'm going to allow you to be mean to me because my self-image is so bad that I don't think I'm worthy of anyone being nice to me. So I'm going to put up with your stinky behavior because I'm not good enough to get anybody else to like me. So you stay in a dysfunctional relationship because you feel needed, because you feel unworthy that anybody else is ever going to need you. The abused child does that, absolutely. Because if they were okay, they wouldn't have been abused, so they're not okay. So how can they be okay? And the only way they got love was from the abuser. So they will actually pick at you until you abuse, because only then afterwards will they feel loved. It's a terrible cycle. It's a terrible cycle, yeah. Okay. So, codependency is a complex phenomena. But in simple terms, codependency occurs when someone's dysfunctional behavior causes another to live in a dysfunctional way. It was very interesting. I had a soul come up to me when I was teaching this course. And she was in a relationship with an alcoholic. And her false belief was, if I am good enough, he will stop drinking. And I looked at her and I said, that's really a false belief. I said, even if you are perfect, his drinking has nothing to do with you. He's an alcoholic. He has an illness. You can be perfect, he's still going to drink. So in living in a dysfunctional way, the soul degrades itself and makes it feel even weaker and less worthy. So codependency in its own way also tends to lock self-esteem in place. So one of the beautiful things that Baba teaches us is karmic law. We can't change others. Who's the only one we can change? Can you change? Does anybody here have the power to change anyone else? I want to meet you. I want to meet all of you anyhow. But does anybody have the false belief that you can change anyone?
Yeah, Diane, I just want to ask a question based on the controlling personality that you were describing earlier. Uh-huh. You know, when Baba says stay in the gathering, stay with the family, etc.
Yeah.
And something I've observed myself doing recently is when I find myself in the presence of a very controlling personality, I'll just avoid that person. But I'm not sure if that's the correct thing to do, because I was having a conversation with, you know, somebody yesterday, and I said that if I find that I'm in a conversation with somebody and they're very controlling or they're very, you know, rigid about how things should be done, etc., I'll just acknowledge that and then I'll move on. And if I see the person again, I won't actively engage in conversation with that person, but making sure that I'm checking my thoughts at the same time as to what attitude I'm holding towards this person. But I'm.
And what attitude do you try to hold towards them?
Well, this is what I'm confused about, because okay. I don't want to be in the company of that person.
Okay.
Because you feel suppressed. Oh, you feel they're attempting to suppress you. No one can suppress you, you know. But. Mm-hmm. you feel that it's easier mm-hmm. to not have a conversation mm-hmm. with that person
great.
Than it is to have a conversation with that person. Mm-hmm. But if you meet the person or you're walking past the person, then, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps your eyes may meet.
Uh-huh.
You may smile.
Good.
But that's about it.
Great.
But,
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I think the checking point is, Baba says, good wishes and pure feelings for all.
Mm.
You recognize this soul is controlling, and you want to be who you are, and you want to be experience more parts of your personality as a soul conscious being, and you don't want to be controlled. So you know that you may have to interact with that soul occasionally, but that's not going to be your first choice of souls to interact with, given the option. So you have good wishes for them. Don't go into judgment. Don't think, oh, they're controlling what a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, don't have the negative judgment. Baba says, recognize reality. Recognize how things are, but don't bring a negative feeling about it into yourself. Okay? So I recognize this person is controlling, and I see that. That's reality. I need to know that. And I have good wishes for that soul. And I avoid them when possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fine, I think. If you need to work with them in service, great. But you know what their tendencies are, and you protect yourself by not allowing, by doing what's necessary. You have the power of cooperation. You do what's necessary, and you do it with grace and with love, and you give the vibrations to make that project really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to not contribute to whatever it is, dysfunctionality. You try to make it as clean as possible, so conscious as possible for yourself and the vibrations around you. No problem. I think that's good. Karmic laws that Baba gives us are great. For example, don't take advantage of others. And don't let others take advantage of you. That's a karmic law. If you want love, be love, give love. To try to control others is futile. Have self-respect, give respect to all, every single one. Okay. Okay, I think what I'm going to do, I'm noticing time, and I sort of wanted to do our, but we have more. So let's take, let's have a look. Do we need to have the break at a special time today?
No.
Come, Trish, please say something. Is everybody okay with this discussion? It may be things you haven't thought about before, but it is interesting. Okay. Good.
Thank you, Diane. And the other thing is that we would really like your help, just to fill this in very honestly. You don't need to put your name on it. But if you can fill it in and then hand it back here before the end of the session, it's for all of the program over the last 7 days. We really just want feedback and ideas of how we can make it better. So we really appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to look at old memories and old pain. And we're going to do the inner child, a very healing dialogue with the inner child, where you take the inner child up to the subtle regions to be with Baba. Okay? Because part of this whole thing is healing. So the rest of the day will be spent on healing the inner child and healing old pains. Okay? All right. So we'll have a break. It's I have for 15 minutes. Is that okay? So I'll see you all back in 15 minutes. Om Shanti.